It's been a while since I did it. There's like a hiccup with one of the drivers that gets people to stumble a little bit, myself included. But there's some good documentation, and eventually you figure it out. I don't remember exactly what the process was. You need a special piece of software, and then to get the firmware loaded in there and that sort of thing. And then, of course, you need the GD77 CPS software after that. But, yeah, it is a little awkward, no different than any other one. If you've ever done any radio, it's the same.